Blog Talk Radio.
For the guys to join us here at HNLC Studios on tomorrow. And to the woman of God, Renee Ellis, is coming in with Little One Ministries. You can catch us 24/7 here at HNLC Studios. All you have to do is just go to Blog Talk Radio, run HNLC International 1, and that'll get you right into our stations here at HNLC Studios. Or you can just call into the studio, area code 515-602-9738. Yeah, at the better time, we're going to go ahead and move the man of God into place with us. Evangelist Alan Carter is with us. We're going to make sure we get a proper introduction to him. Mr. Carter, Alan Carter, Evangelist Carter, I know you're there with us on the line. Can you hear
us? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear.
Amen. It's a blessing for you to be with us. We're going to go ahead and get ourselves in a position to move forward. We're going to turn the ramp over to him and what he's about to do in this hour.
Thank God for each and every last one who's joining us on tonight. This is Evangelist Alan Carter with Praying Hands Ministry. And after that, my wife, Annette Carter, thank God for each one of us to join us, the ones that couldn't join us. We thank God for Dr. Charles Ellis and his wife, Pastor Patty Ellis, over at Harvard New Life International Church. We thank God for each one, and I thank God for my prayer team, my prayer warriors. Thank God for this new year, new prosperous new year, should I say, more or less. Thank God, excuse me, everybody. We thank you. Have prayer requests. We pray on Monday nights. Our service is Praying Hands Ministry on Monday nights. Our number is 6056. That's 6056. Praying Hands Ministry Monday night. We have prayer line, prayer requests on Mondays. Tuesday, Wednesday night, we have our testimony service. Thank God for each one of you who join us. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. You know, for those of you, as he said before, you want to get a hold of that particular that number that he has on his particular services taking place on those particular nights. This Tuesday nights, and I want to make sure I'm gonna get that right, because if you go to, you know, one of the episodes, you'll see his flyer, and his flyer's got a lot of detailed information on there. You can probably catch it on my Facebook mm-hmm. also. It's gonna be actually under an Events Alan Carter Praying Hands Ministry. You'll see the picture of our international globe, and under there you see the big information about his ministry, Praying Hands Ministry. And for those who want more about the work he's doing, you know, get a hold of him. You know, the information he just gave you. Well, you know, not just delaying the time, it's just kind of just what we're just shooting it in a little bit. Let's go ahead and get ourselves in position. What's on your heart? You know, Al, tonight, I see you got most of your team that's going to be in here. Maybe some arriving later on. First, I want to thank our actually African teams, our Kenya teams, actually Missy Africa, Kissy Africa. I want to make sure I get that right. Uganda, all those who are out there in the area of Sierra Leone. We thank you guys for being with us on the line tonight. And just really just been in favor to help this man of God continue to produce and do his work to go forth here at HNLC Studios. Give us a little information there more about, you know, what we're going to be talking about tonight, Al. We got a lot of chaos going on in the world. We do need prayer.
Yes, we do. Well, I pray, you know, God bless me to pray for people for financial breakthroughs, healing in their bodies. You know, I thank God that Dr. Charles Ellis, who the Lord blessed me for the prayer line, me and my wife, it was about 4 or 5 years ago. And the Lord had blessed me. I ran into people who need healing of cancer, breakthroughs. I prayed for them, and the Lord had healed them. And, you know, we give God the glory, because God said, no man will steal my glory, nor will I share my glory with no man. And I'm not trying to steal this glory, nor, you know, share glory with me. I just want to do his will, not my will, but his will. Amen. And another thing, if you want to reach me, you can reach me by messenger, Alan Carter. Or you can reach me by my email address, which is 16.ac34@gmail.com.
Amen.
That's 16.ac34@gmail.com. Amen.
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 You know, Al, you talk about one of the simple stuff that you just said about healing. You know, it was a little bit more, you know, about the, you know, there's a lot of people need breakthroughs. You know, it's just, you know, we just need a breakthrough period for what's going on in the world. Yeah, we just need a breakthrough period. Just not only just in finance, but, you know, world come together, be as one. I'm quite sure that's why we got you on the line tonight, to kind of help us, give us some direction on some things.
Yes.
Just, you know, scripture-wise, what we all can put ourselves in position to be a part of and be positive on, to help us calm ourselves at night, to sure God's word is continue to go forth and it won't go void.
Yes, amen. And, you know, Dr. Ellis, you know, I say once again, I thank God for you and your ministry. I thank God for you being able to take the time, my dimension of time, should I say more or less, to help me and keep me on the right path.
Amen.
And to help me get to where I need to get to. I ain't what I should be, but I thank God I ain't what I used to be either.
You are God, so want you to be.
When you know, there you go. When you know better, you do better. And it's a new, process. I just thank God he blessed me on this Saturday, January the 9th, 2021, he blessed me with a birthday. I turned 59 years young.
Back us up, thank God. Take it back to 19, man. No, I'm
1962.
No, I don't think that's that far. Now we moving forward. We moving forward, man.
You know, yeah, yes, sir.
We're going to move forward. Yeah, take it back. Take me back. But I don't want to go back to high school.
hey, that's a long way back.
Yeah, it is a long way back. And it's a way back.
Yes, but I thank God for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah, no, I'm listening to everything. It's just a blessing to listen to what you're saying just then.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we got to look at it like this. We're in these trying times.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, each one teach one.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be helping to one another, but someone want to help.
Yeah.
Now, this pandemic has got everybody in an uproar. They scared everybody ready to go back to the church. Now, everybody who ain't been to church ready to go to church.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is, the Lord said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart.
Yeah.
See, we got to be able to hear that, hear God's voice.
Amen.
And know that it's Him.
Amen.
And see, and Him and Him alone, because the devil is kind and true.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, he makes himself sound like he's the Lord. But the thing of it is, huh?
Don't say he's a master deception.
There you go. And it says, the Bible states too, he didn't have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Well, you got to have that willful ear, knowing that it's the Lord himself. See, when the Lord speaks, I had to make sure it was him. I had to repeat that again unto me.
Yeah.
You see, because a lot of times, you know, it tell you, be not entangled in the yoke of bondage. You don't want to get caught up in this. We take it up.
Yeah.
You see, so, and that's why I thank God he blessed me to where, you know, me and him, I had that one-on-one with him, and him only.
Yeah, amen.
And pray, and pray.
Amen.
You see, because, like I say, we need trying times. And the Lord is showing the people that you can't do nothing without me.
Amen.
You see, people don't go to church. People rather go to the gambling casino, to the dog tracks, to the strip clubs, than to praise him. You see, that's why 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, 14th verse, where if my people would just call by my name, so what? You see, so here it is. He tells us. He talking about the saints of God.
Yes.
You see, I thank God because Look what happened to me back here about, 7-8 months ago.
Yeah.
When the Lord healed me. Okay, when I had to have a defibrillator pacemaker put in, but what I mean by he had to heal me, because I had to go to the hospital. See, my heart was weak.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing of it is, I knew it was the Lord. It wasn't man. It wasn't the devil, because the devil would have took you out. He didn't care. He took you on out.
Yeah.
But God is a God of what? A second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh chances.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm. Amen.
My Lord. So I give God the glory. Go ahead, Doc.
When you come down to what you're saying, and you listen to what you're saying, you know, you gotta be careful how you choose your words. You know, more or less, days and times we're living in now. People look for things to nostalgia themselves. They will look for the performance of connecting the words. They will look for the shouting, the buffing, the blowing, everything to make them feel good physically, but they have no understanding or realization of what reality is bringing to them. And like you said, you had to go and have a defibrillator. You know, most people say, I'm all right, I'm great, I'm checked. Well, you know, you got to be smart. You know, you got to have your annual checkups. You got to be able to have all those things done. Because the enemy is, you know, he's seeking, he's wondering, he's looking, you know. I mean, same with me. You know, I mean, I wake up one morning and come with a severe pinched nerve and hamstring. Man, how did that come? That thing was crazy, and it still bothered me. But you know, it's not to the point that whether that fact and that part of your life is a problem. It's just God's in the midst of your situations. And I think Psalms 27 makes a great indication of that. You know, for those who are reading with us and going along with us, and you look at Psalms 27, it gives you some insights of what we call assurance. You know, it says, the Lord is the light of my salvation. And it's a lot in that package just saying the word salvation, because he said, fear is not in that package. He said, whom shall I fear? Strength is in the package. Because when it says fear, he's saying, I don't fear anything. I'm in a position to have the strength I need to go forth in the midst of my trial. I'm not afraid. Right. I'm going through trials and situations. And even when the enemy seems to come upon me, talk about the foos in this particular scripture.
Come on now.
In that particular word, he talks about dread. And if you read a lot of dictionary information, I mean, just breaking stuff down. You know, you talk about the anticipation of great apprehension of fear. That's what dreadness does. The apprehension of a situation makes you see the negative rather than the positive. And Jeremiah 32 and 13 comes back and really gives you some really solid information If you go over Jeremiah 32:17, say, because you know he talks about the process of the Lord. You know, he makes it very clear. I believe it's, if he hears me right, in Jeremiah 32:17, if I know it right, he say, "Ah, Lord, my great, you know, stretched out arms are created the heavens and the earth." You know, and say, "My power, you know, is that nothing too hard for me to do?" He's indicating
right.
that in the of Psalms 27, this is where we got to go when we're going through iffy situations and we're going through finances, we're going through things that's unaware, we don't know. There's somewhere we have to turn that's other than man, and that's to heaven. And that's what Matthew chapter 6 tells us. You know, go into your secret place. You know, find the place, find your praying place. Get on your knees. Don't look to man and his ways of doing things that just make you feel good to a point of just appeasing. Know him for yourself. Don't be like the hypocrites, it says. Don't be in a position out in the field and making yourself trying to look good. Trust God, man. I mean, he's the one. I mean, if it wasn't for what you had went through, who knows how long your life would, who knows how long anybody's life would have prolonged, because God spoke to you.
Come on now.
In the way that he needed to speak to you, say, hey, look, you need to go to the hospital because things are not feeling well. Now, some people say he don't speak to you. Yeah, well, of course, he's made the body, so he's going to tell you in the midst of the situation when your body seems to be rigid or whatever it may be, you can go to people I put on this earth who I trained to help you the way, you know, push a little longer or go out a little longer.
See it.
Yeah, we trust in God, but also we got to trust in the things that God put in position to help us to continue to prolong our lives. So when we look at that like that, you know, we gotta really kind of do an MRI, and I always say that, and that's kind of like, you know, you think about, you know, 1 Corinthians, you know, 11:28, you say, first let a man examine, but I say that first let a man examine. Do an MRI, do a thorough investigation. And how do I do that? I got Matthew chapter 6. I can't deny the fact that what's in the secret place is a reward that comes openly to me when he tells me that. Oh, book of Matthew chapter 6.
Right.
But when I pray, I enter into my closet, now shut the door. I mean, I'm shutting off the door to anxieties, problems, you know, circumstances of life. I'm giving God praise for what he's done for me. And that's just, you know, what you, you know, your testimonies and what you're seeing, not just in prayer, is what we got to do, each and every one of us. We can't find ourselves in a position of being, you know, more than what we think we are, or what we call boasting to the point of making ourselves feel as if we got it all together, because we don't. I mean, we got to trust in God each and every.
Yes.
I'm just
kind of
got that.
Well, you know, I want to let's piggyback off what you said, because God give us wisdom, and it's up to us to use it. And like I say, my thing was with this when I had a defibrillator and pacemaker put in, I stopped taking my medication too. And you get tired of taking it, but I got tired of taking it, but I give God the glory that he spared my life. Because, like I say, when you know better, you do better. And I had, you know, come to realization. And, you know, my mother would ask me, she said, baby, I said, yeah, mama. She said, you taking your medicine? I said, yeah. She said, Alan, don't tell me you are and you're not, brother.
Yeah.
It caught off with me. But I say this. You know, there's power in prayer. The Lord said, when you pray, let me have my way.
He got to
let him have his way. Because I pray for a lot of people. I know people will get this lady got 13 kids.
Yeah.
And she need a place to stay. Well, I met a friend. A friend, you know, told me about it. We came up to the prayer line with us. I prayed for her the next day. She had an 8-bedroom house for her and her 13 kids and her mother.
Amen.
I remember a young lady got healed of cancer. And her father got healed of cancer. And she said, I want to thank you. I said, no, don't thank me. You thank God.
She said,
but you prayed. I said, yes, I did. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
But you still pray to God.
Yeah.
And I'm just the vessel in the way, in the vineyard. So I just give God the glory, you know, because I have prayed for a lot of people, financial breakthroughs. The Lord have blessed me with financial breakthroughs.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. So here it is. I'm talking about big breakthroughs.
Yeah.
So now I thank God, you know, for the prayer, for the Praying Hands ministry.
Yeah.
You know, my sisters, they all be on there with me, faithful. To God be the glory.
Amen.
And stick with
you, boy.
Yes. They get right there with me.
You know, nobody else. You know, you can depend on. It's good to have people you can depend on. You know, I mean,
right.
People say what they'll do, but you know, it's sometimes I just want people to tell the truth about stuff. You know, when people look at you as if you ain't got what it take, and then that really kind of bothers me about people when they look at you. You know, they mm-hmm. look at you, you ain't got what it take to get an overflow from the kingdom of God because you don't have what you call physical validation. And mm-hmm. that bothers people, you know, especially even when you're the days you play sports, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the time you play sports, how people looked at you as if your capabilities wasn't as great as they need to be. And then when they seen them happen, and then they was like, wow, I didn't know that, because you never gave a person a chance. And that's the same way now, even with your ministry,
mm-hmm.
what you do, your sisters are sticking right there with you. I don't, you know, and really, man, you're going to get this. Sometimes you just got to cut people. Sometimes you got to keep on moving.
There you go.
You know, you do.
What you say? Run over. You said run over.
But yeah, you got to keep on going. I mean, sometimes you got to.
That's it.
Sometimes you got to go on. Sometimes you got to learn how to live. Just keep on. Just go on.
Right.
You just got to get on. I mean, because
that's it.
If you wait, yeah, you know, I'm telling you, you wait for a man's approval. I'm telling you, you're gonna be waiting a long time.
That's
you're
it.
Gonna wait a real long
time. That's it.
You wait for a man to approve you.
Because he ain't gonna prove you. His satisfaction, not to his satisfaction.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he's gonna find a loophole somewhere in there, something that's gonna be pleasing to him.
To what he think he needed
there
to be. That's what it is.
There you go. There you go.
But when the world, but James says, when you look at Matthew chapter 6, he said, but
mm-hmm.
when you pray, he said,
mm-hmm.
enter into your. But James, when you look at James, over that word around James, the book of James, chapter 5, in that particular 16th verse, James said, therefore, confess your sins to one. Now, this is the thing.
To one another.
James said, if you're going to receive the blessing of the Lord, you at least got to clear yourself.
Yes.
Before you try to pray or get anything for anybody else. When James tells you, over in James 5 and 16, he said, look, therefore confess your sins. Now, notice how he said it in the international word. Therefore confess your sins each to one. He said, sins to each other. Now, notice what he said. Because there are some people, you can't do that. But James said, be open. And when you be open with them, it's going to tell you what kind of person they are. Because they're talking to you. They really got a different understanding about who you are. You know, they really show themselves by their words.
Mm-hmm.
Show him a man that says he has faith. It's the same thing the Word of God says. And I show you a man that says he has work with faith with no words. They are say something.
Come on. Right.
I know I'm in there.
Right.
But each of you can pray that each and other that you may be what? Healed.
This is how you're
going to be healed. Like you said, your situation with the lady with the 13 kids situation made
mm-hmm.
a benefit. God saw what you put your log on the fire and helping somebody else wasn't helping yourself. That's why the Word of God said, help yourself. Look, confess. Look, get yourself together first. And when you find out that you can get yourself together, then maybe with your sideline self, you can help somebody else.
Right.
But we don't want to look at it like that. And I know how hard you work and how hard you work trying to get people to be a part and help you in your ministry. I know how hard you work. It just seems like I don't know what it is. I don't know. And, you know, sometimes I just got to say it like it is. Sometimes they don't look. Sometimes they don't think you got it. I'm just gonna say
that's
it like
it.
That. And and that's how people do you. They think you ain't got what it takes because you benefit not from what they feel that the majority have to say. Am I talking to you?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And
man.
I see.
Come on.
But I hear the Word of God saying the majority ain't always right. Ask that mob when they talked to Saul, when they talked to that prophet Saul about making Saul a king. God said, look, give them people what they want. Get them what they want. And I'm going to show you that what they want is going to fail on the first request. I'm going to get them. He went right over there and fell God first for man. And then the person they really needed to have was David. But goes to show you how God is. God knocked Saul down in the spirit. And he raised David up to even look like a king in the spirit. So sometimes when you at people, they look like a king, but they're not spiritual. They really ain't got what it takes because their word don't match what they say.
Mm-hmm.
They never benefit for what they get out of their mouth because they just blowing smoke. And when you find you deal with smoke blowers, you bypass them. And sometimes you really need to get a missions test on yourself. Because you bring you don't want to talk to you.
Say it.
Because where you are and what you're doing, as Jesus did, even though all of the 12 disciples were there with him, he only hung out with a few. And when you got on your line, if you're Peter, James, and John, sometimes, man, God, you don't need nobody else.
Not Lord.
You don't need nothing else to go with God to you. Because sometimes where he takes you, he can't take nobody else in there, because they can't contaminate.
Can I say it? What we say, everybody come with you, can't go with you. Go ahead.
Get on, man. I don't want to get this is the Alan Carter show.
Go ahead. You and this thing together. Come on, talk to me. So I understand what you're saying. And you know, that's just where it was back in the day, playing football, running track.
Whether it was back then, that's through anything you do. People gonna always look at you as if you ain't got what it takes. That's where they are. I mean, I'm sorry to say that. That's the way it is. Let me take a small minute here to let you guys know, for those who are actually calling in to the station and want to be a part of the work here at HNLC Studios, along with Evangelist Alan Carter from Praying Hands Ministry, you know, you got an open opportunity to dial into the lines, and that's area code 515-602-9738. If you have an answer or a question you want to say, you just probably push the number one button on your actually dial tone, and that'll get you right into the studio. But after that, we're right back here with Alan Carter. Go ahead, Dr. Carter. What were you saying?
Well, you know, like I say, everybody comes to things up with you. And my baby sister, she always says, she said, bruh. I said, yes, baby sister. She said, we can't worry about everybody who going to come on, who ain't going to come on. The Lord going to send them if he wants them to come on. But we're going to run this while we can. The Lord bless us, you know. I said, yes, you're right. So she said, what you say? She said, just stop worrying about them. You know, when do people want to come on prayer line? When do people call on Lord when they get in trouble? You see, when they need a prayer, they hit them everybody. That's just like even going to church. Oh, Lord, if you get me out of this, I promise you I'll serve you. If you do this, you do that, I'll do this. Then they do it for a minute. Couple months, maybe 6 months, then they bite back to themselves again. And that's why I say, Dr. Ellis, and I want you to know, I thank God for you. And I mean, I know you're a true man of God. True man of God.
I mean, that's all that is. Huh? I mean, isn't anybody a blessing coming our way anyway? That's all that is. I mean,
to God be the glory.
Widows at the gate.
That
is. I mean, you just got to see it for what it is. It just is what it is. You know, you just got to really just take it for what it is. But let's go back to what you were talking about earlier, you know, about the process of the praying for people. You were talking about some of the people you prayed for and some of the things that happened with them. I just have to think about the fact that when God tells you, look out for the least of them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How the word of God tells you, you know, it's more grateful for you. You look out for those who are the least. You don't have that much. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, thank God.
I mean, when you in that situation, take me through that. I mean, when you was in those, praying for those people, what was the situation in your own life?
I was going through something myself. And, I mean, I was going through. But God.
Yeah.
You see, people don't understand. And like I say, they're not as the same. I'm going to say it. If I step on any toes, oh well. A lot of people is not grateful and thankful for what the Lord has done for them. Because, like I say, my mother used to always tell us when we was kids coming up, unless you walk a mile in my shoe, then you don't know where I've been or where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And people, and only you knew, and my sisters, they knew what I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hurting. It was hurtful. Shed many tears.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like the Lord had ignored my tears because I had to do his will.
Yeah.
You know, when he had called me into the ministry, and he told me, he said, preach the gospel. Whom I call, I qualify. I said, Lord, I looked out the window. Me and my wife, never forget it. Excuse me, going out in 2006, I'm looking out the window. I said, Lord, that's you. You tell me that again. So he said, preach the gospel. Whom I call, I qualify. I'm looking out the window. I said, oh, well, I don't see his face, but okay. I said, I'll do it next year. Next year, thing. Got putting it off. The Lord told me in 2014, 2015, so if you don't preach the gospel, I'm going to strip you of everything.
Oh, my God.
Won't he do it? Won't he do it? See, you can run, but you can't hide. You see, so this is why I tell people, you know, I pray for you. God, the Lord tell me what to tell you. I got to tell you, obedience is better than a sacrifice. I got to tell you what God said to the Lord. And one time when I was in Egypt, the Lord told me what to tell. Pray some people. I prayed for them. And here it is. That's why I say you can't take God's kindness for weakness. You don't want to fall into the hands of an angry God. I tell a lot of people they be talking loud, but they don't be saying nothing. You see, iron sharpens iron. People don't know. You know, when these last evil days, you got to get it right. If you don't get it right with God, in hell, you're going to lift your eyes up. You see, so you got to get it right. He gives you a second chance. He said, I'm not going to throw your heart. I'm not going to force myself on you. But if you open up, I'll come in. You see?
You get sedacious in the race. Sometimes you get people get lackadaisious. You know, that's one
come
thing
on,
about you on the field and you're playing in a pressure situation. You know, they tell you never get relaxed. Sometimes you get relaxed. You get a chance. You can kick the feet up. You can go out to eat and do all this. But you know what? When you're a warrior in the army, you know, you never, you really never take your hand off your sword. And, you know, I used to tell you 5 years ago that, because of what I do, the kind of work I do, and you know, I'm just a street warrior, you know, in the kingdom. I have to really, depend on her to look over me, especially when I have my armor off, when I'm in, I mean, I'm at home.
Watch
you by that, and most people need to really, I mean, if you check this out and understand what I'm saying here, you know, like David, you know, he kept his sword like any warrior. Any person who's
right.
in defense, you know, you never know when the attack's going to come. So they're constantly posting and watching, like it says in the book of Ezekiel, post those people on the wall. You know, and I think Ezekiel 3 talks about it's a great story for those who are going to be going to sleep tonight and to read Ezekiel 33. It's a great story, that chapter. And it talks about some of the things we're dealing with right now, how we got to really post great people on the wall. And you got to kind of get the weak ones out the way. And if they're doing something, let them go do some other things that are going to be in the camp. But you need warriors on the wall. And when I tell her,
battlefield,
at home by myself, I always let her know over. And it's not that she don't get it, but I got to constantly let her know over and over again. Don't let anybody know about the things that go on with me, especially when I'm in a relaxed situation. And I'm not at my point with my sword. Because I was swinging. I'm telling you, but it ain't that I ain't got the reflexes. But a warrior never should have to come out of his comfort zone. That's a good one. Comfort zone. And have to go into battle, especially when he got watching him. You know, he really takes his arm off when he's relaxed and setting back. And you get a time to enjoy just a little bit because he know. He's got to go right back into battle, and he don't know when the last day to come. But the thing about it is, you never let the enemy get inside your household and have ample opportunity to get at you when you're in a relaxed situation. Always keep your sword near, and that's what is prayer, you know, because the enemy comes in And he doesn't come in a physical way. Sometimes he comes in a spiritual way. That's why the Word of God says that we fight not against flesh and blood.
Flesh and blood, but against principalities.
It's attacks that comes, mm-hmm. and they can come from various places. You know, it doesn't matter, you know. I mean, you know, hey, you know, there's a, when you're on the front line and you're a warrior and you're doing work, I mean, attacks come from everywhere. I mean.
Yes.
I just talk real. I mean, good for him. He talked too much. You know, he did that. I don't like it. You know, them attacks. Them are attacks.
Right.
But the ill feelings of an individual person, the way they look at you and think of you, is against
mm-hmm.
you. And you really got to be careful mm-hmm. when you go to battles, how it is that people are looking at you and how you expose yourself to people. But now we got a few more
right.
minutes here to cut out the show
okay.
here. I want you to go ahead and, you know, give us some more information about, you know, your show and the next time we'll get a chance to meet together and how we can meet up with
okay.
you. Love
you. As I say, this is Evangelist Allen Carter, Praying Hands Ministry, and after that, my wife, Annette Carter. You can reach us by number 605-313-6056. And we play. I have prayer on Monday nights from 8 to 9. I have the Holy Ghost leaders, the Holy Spirit. On Wednesday night, we have testimony service from 8 to 9, however the Lord leads us. So you can message me. My email address, 16.ac34@gmail.com. That's Evangelist Allen Carter. I thank God for each one who joined us. I show you when you come on. On the prayer line with us, when we hang up, you won't be the same again. To God be the glory. Amen. Dr. Ellis?
We really thank you guys for being with us. Hey, look, God bless you. Don't forget to read those stories that we talk about. Just see you guys next time.